Yes, it does. And we thank you so much for being here with us. That is Jason Herbert Walker Ross. I am Damian Barling. We thank you again so much for being here with us. You heard our producer, Christopher Lauer. We got our Friday Five coming up here in just a few minutes. And gosh, we're going to do something different. We're going to talk about the NFL. We're actually going to talk about what's happening on the football field this weekend. We'll touch a little bit on the Thursday night football game last night. Big win. Great performance by the New York Jets. One I didn't see coming. I thought this was a big, meaningful game for Buffalo. I thought Buffalo was legitimately going to be in the conversation for the division. I don't know that that's true now. I think obviously they still got the Patriots ahead. They can do that, but I'd really like the way that Buffalo had been playing. But a good win for the Jets. J. Ross, before we do any of that, WWE 2K18 is now out. Experience an all-new My Career experience. Work your way through the Performance Center, NXT, and the WWE main roster with a new free-roaming backstage area and the freedom to choose your path like never before. WWE 2K18 from 2K. Get it now on all major video game platforms. Rated T for team. So you can win that now.
Yep.
Right now. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. This will be our fifth winner of the week. And whether you won WWE 2K18 or you already have WWE 2K18, J. Ross and I thought it would be fun that if you go to the Create a Superstar character and can create the lowdown, we'll give you tickets to see the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, throw in Chris. Doug Christie wants to be the hype man. This is getting bigger.
Oh, yeah. This thing has grown.
I can't wait to see what people will attempt to do.
I can't wait to see what people really think of me.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're going to be chiseled.
Be all right.
That's what they should do.
Come out with an afro or something weird.
I don't know if I want to see my
come
character.
Come out taking a knee.
Yeah.
You know, come out with his fist raised. It's going to be so many awkward.
Holding a drink.
Yeah, come out with a number 7 jersey. Yeah. Oh, holding a clear one, of course.
Uh-huh.
A clear drink. So, yeah, do that. Create a superstar in these WWE 2K18 games and send it to us. Probably the best way is through Twitter. Post it on Twitter. Mm. We can retweet it out there. Post a video of it on Twitter. Tag J. Ross and I at JRoss1140. At Damian Barling, we'll retweet those. We'll get those out there, and we'll get you tickets to see the Sacramento Kings the next time we have them. We've had them here pretty regularly throughout the season. And thank you to WWE, and thank you to 2K for that fun promotion that we have had all week here. Friday Five, you ready?
Love it. Love it. Let's do it.
Let's come out strong,
man. Lots of stuff this weekend.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the college football weekend. I know you are, too. There's a number of games going on. We're going to just kind of combine our first Friday Five thoughts here because I know you're looking forward to a particular rivalry matchup tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Bedlam. But I also labeled my first of Friday Five as Bedlam in college football. But Bedlam is what it's called, is Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Be careful, Sooners.
Yeah, man.
Be very careful. A couple things they have trouble with, Damien, is secondary. They've been giving up some big plays. All right, that's what Oklahoma State's pretty good at, getting the ball downfield. I think their offenses are very comparable. Defense seems to be a little bit better for Oklahoma State. And, you know, we get our first bit of rankings. We have the regular season rankings going all along, but we get the first committees group this last week, and we feel like, okay, that's where things are going to settle in. Oh, don't get comfortable there. Don't get comfortable in the spot you are right now. The matchups lend itself to some things, but specifically that Oklahoma State game amongst many this weekend, but that's one, the Bedlam, I'm looking forward to.
We had Garrett Temple on yesterday. Garrett Temple, an alum of LSU, and when we brought up LSU, when we brought up that rivalry game with Alabama this weekend, you could hear him perk up. You can hear him get excited. You could hear him talk about the direction of that football team and how excited he was, and he called it. He said he's saying it's an upset. He's not he's taking his heart out of it. He thinks the upset is going to happen this week.
You think LSU, he took his heart out of that?
Probably not.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody who talks about their college can take their heart out of it. But something's going to happen. Whether it's LSU and Bama, that's the one that I'm interested. It's the one I'm least confident in. But South Carolina and Georgia, I don't buy Georgia yet. I just don't buy it yet. Notre Dame and Wake Forest. There's Penn State and Michigan State.
You're not calling Notre Dame Wake Forest, are you? Is it an upset?
Give me one of them.
Okay. I don't, one of the Georgia, South Carolina, Notre Dame, Wake Forest? Or yes. Alabama, one of the three?
One of those three for sure is losing, and Oklahoma State's beating Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
That's happening.
Mason Rudolph and company, yeah.
So there's what's Clemson, five?
No, Oklahoma's four, five.
Oklahoma, that's what I meant.
So
sorry.
That would push them
Clemson's
further back.
Four, yeah, Oklahoma's five. So that's gonna boot Oklahoma out, and one of these teams are gonna fall out.
I mean, what if Georgia and Bama went down this weekend?
Here's a little insight into the conversation we were having. We posed that question before the show, in which we didn't answer each other. We just kind of looked at each other like, what would happen if they both lost? Can you move Georgia and Alabama out of the top 10? I mean, excuse me, out of the top four.
Yeah, because that's from their conference. They were the only undefeated. Well, that would leave, if everyone else won, the only major conferences undefeated left would be Miami and Wisconsin. And they're further down because people don't believe in what they've done.
Right.
But they're in big conferences, then they would still be undefeated. Oh, man, that would be messy. But I like chaos.
But nothing would matter. Nothing matters for Miami until they have to beat Notre Dame.
Right.
And then they'll be in their conference championship.
Yeah.
And then
they had a tough one this week,
Miami,
right?
Miami can play their way into.
I think they had a ranked game this week.
Miami, there's a lot. I think there's seven. I think there's seven ranked versus ranked. Is that a thing? Clemson, you mentioned this one before the show,
careful,
too.
Careful, Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson and NC State is this week. Stanford and Washington State is this weekend. Yes, Miami and Virginia Tech.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
10 versus 13, Miami and Virginia Tech. Alabama and LSU, which we just mentioned a few moments ago. USC and Arizona is also happening this weekend. So this is a fun weekend for college football, and I think a lot is going to happen. The first rankings are out. We kind of have the lay of the land. We kind of have an idea of what the committee likes. We have an idea of what the committee values, and I think all of that gets shaken up this weekend.
Also, be careful for your team. Ohio State at Iowa, they'll be favored. They should be, but Iowa's good, and they test people specifically at Iowa.
Ohio State has a tough schedule remaining.
And you don't want to get caught in the trap.
And, well, see, that's the thing. I feel like Michigan State is going to get one of these two games. Whether it's Penn State on Saturday or it's Ohio State, they're going to get one of them, and I want to see them get it this week. Just because, not even because I root for Ohio State, just because I want to see the direction of the committee if Ohio State stays undefeated and then kind of what happens in front, not undefeated, sorry, stays undefeated the rest of the way if they went out is what I should say.
Yeah.
The direction that they'll go with who they value, where they value. If Michigan State beats Penn State, this is the thing about college football. Let's say Oklahoma wins, which neither one of us think they're going to.
Right.
If Michigan State beats Penn State, mm-hmm. and then Ohio State beats Michigan State, suddenly that value of the Michigan State win is greater. Do they jump Oklahoma now?
That's a good one. I don't know. Yeah, it depends on how else it looks.
Now we're talking about value of the schedule.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what could end up happening to your Buckeyes is what I think has happened, I've said for a couple years, to the Pac-12. I just think the depth of the conference, you can lose anywhere on the road, and the conference is just too good. They beat each other up. And right now we don't have a Big 12 team in or Big 10 team in there, but I think the conference is really good. Whether it's Wisconsin, who's still undefeated, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State, a lot of good teams, but they all might kind of beat each other up just to get enough losses out there and eliminate the conference. And that's going to be difficult.
Jason.
Yeah.
I feel like you're making excuses for the Pac-12. Are you making excuses
for
the Pac-12?
Not at all. Washington's the only hope, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, they're not as dominant as.
I mean, if they do. They're at 12.
Yeah, it's
a long road ahead. Like, that's a difficult road ahead. But point being, it's a great college football weekend. There's a lot of high-quality games, and Jason and I both believe there's going to be come Tuesday night, when we come back to you Wednesday morning with the latest round of college football playoff rankings, I think it's going to look a whole lot. I think 1 through 10 is going to look a whole lot different than it does headed into tomorrow morning.
I agree.
Let's get into another one. How about this one, Jason? This is tonight. The Battle of the Supposed to Be Goods. That's the Washington Wizards and the Cleveland Cavaliers. You just said you were a little bit worried about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm a little bit worried about the Washington Wizards. I get pretty regular texts about how crappy this team is playing, about how, and more importantly, perhaps, is about how crappy this team is practicing. I don't know. You brought this up the other day, this lull that the NBA is in. Does it have something to do with the start time of the season? And at first I said, they're pros. Like, I don't think so. And now I'm starting to think it's got to be something, right? Maybe that is it. Maybe the what was it, 2 weeks? About 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that does play a factor. Doug mentioned it yesterday during our marathon mm-hmm. show. Maybe if Doug says it, he's a former player. He knows a hell of a lot better than I do. Maybe there is something to it.
Yeah, I mean.
Or maybe I'm just looking for more excuses like I was yesterday with Cleveland.
Well, it does seem like it's out there a little bit, but multiple people have said it. So I'll go with the people that have actually played. I'll give you another one of my Friday Five that's related to the NBA, and it's just our team targeting on the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
It's got to get better. And we talked with James Hamm, can't get worse. It's be competitive. And that's such a small thing I'm asking. I'm not even asking for them to beat Detroit. Be competitive. The losing to Phoenix was painful, but in hindsight now is tolerable. Losing as they did to DeMarcus and the Pelicans when you play so well and you lose it now in hindsight is tolerable. The last three games where there was not a chance to win the game. They could not – there's not a, hey, if this shot fell or if that guy didn't get in foul trouble. There are not scenarios in the last three games, Damian, where I said, you know, this here or there, the Kings would have won. Nope. They've got to be in a spot where even if they lose, you go, all right, that was better. I like the way this guy played, this group. Hey, and maybe if this didn't happen – Saturday's got to be better. Just got to be better for this team.
You know, we keep saying it can't get worse.
And it really can.
It very much can.
It can.
Because this can go on for another week.
Yeah,
They can get blown out by Detroit. They got Oklahoma City, who's still trying to find their legs.
But better
trying
than
to find
the Kings.
But they're still trying to find their rhythm coming in here. On Tuesday, Washington was struggling when they walked in the door on that Sunday afternoon last week.
Yep.
How'd that turn out?
Yeah, that was ugly.
And then we got Philadelphia on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just their next string of games. Philadelphia.
And then back out on the road.
Back out east, right?
Yeah.
Did you say that earlier?
Yeah,
back out east.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think they have Washington again, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's New York, Washington, Atlanta.
Yikes. Really?
Yeah.
So they got to go back out again for Brooklyn?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're traveling more east than they used to go like twice.
Right.
I think there's like four trips.
Wow.
Just smaller. But coming back home.
So that would be probably, I'm assuming, process of elimination. Process, huh? Philly. Philly and Brooklyn would probably be on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Unreal.
Toronto. Yeah.
Mm. Schedule makers.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Did you know that UFC 217 is this weekend?
I had heard, but not there's, you hear that? Yeah, I don't hear the buzz either.
Yeah, like, this should be a huge deal.
Isn't it a pretty good card?
Georges St-Pierre is fighting. His first
returning,
fight,
right?
Yeah, it's his first fight in years. His first fight since people got their panties in a bunch thinking he got beat by Johnny Hendricks, in which he very much did not, at least in my opinion. By the way, how has Johnny Hendricks performed since that fight against Georges St-Pierre? There should be more to this.
Are you into it?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you like this sport.
And I like GSP. I love GSP. When GSP walked away, I think he was the best fighter in the world.
And even Dillashaw's on this card,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, Cody Garbrandt, Dillashaw, that right there, that's beef. Like, that's legit beef.
Yeah,
that's,
like
that's legit right there. That is legit. That is legit Sacramento beef
mm-hmm.
right there. I forgot. And I said
what
this.
What do you attribute that to?
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
I attribute that to Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Really?
I do. Like, I don't, like, I don't, so much talk about could this fight, this spectacle, if you will, ruin boxing. And I saw so many people sending out messages the night of that fight, like, well, this was a big win for the UFC because Conor McGregor went out there, performed, you know, fine, and, you know, Floyd made it look cute for a while and that whole thing, and in retrospect, I feel like people have lost interest. And I'm not a order every pay-per-view fan, but I'm a legit fan and I follow like what's happening. But between that and that being the Mayweather McGregor thing, and then fights constantly being canceled because of fighters getting sick from weight cuts. Injuries happening in the week, or there's a small part of me that's just waiting for the drug test to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for, Okay, I said there was no way I was going to watch John Bones Jones and Daniel Cormier because I don't trust Jones anymore. Like I'm not ordering it. You can't have my money. The Saturday gets here. It's like, damn it. All right, all right, I'm ordering it. How long was it before the drug test came out? And hell, come to think about it, I want my money back. how did I just think of this? I want my freaking money back.
Yeah.
How is that not a thing? When a fighter tests positive for a PED, shouldn't the consumer get their money back? If we're going to advertise the sport as a clean sport, the more I'm talking, I feel like I'm talking a lot. The more I talk, the more I realize, dude, I think I freaking hate the UFC right now. I think I absolutely hate MMA because of all of this in its totality. Mayweather, McGregor, these ridiculous weight cuts that need to be banned and constant PED pops. I think I hate it now. So, I used to love it. I think I hate it.
So Saturday night when it's time, you're not.
I'm not doing it. No, yeah. Absolutely not. No, there's college football and I'm not doing it.
Okay.
If I go and read reports or I talk to, if I read our reports from our friend Dave Meltzer, it's good. Okay, I'll watch the replay. Mm-hmm. I'm not too proud to not just watch it later. Feel like, okay, I need to see this. But if we come in on Monday, the day after a football game, 2 days after a Kings game, leading into a game against Oklahoma City on a Tuesday night, and we don't talk about UFC 217, anybody out there like mad?
No.
Anyone's like, man, you guys aren't doing your job?
Right, but Mayweather McGregor, if that was this weekend, we would be talking about it on Monday.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, with all the other stuff going on.
We would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's the responsible thing to do. I feel like, but there was buzz. You used the term buzz. There was tons. There's nothing around this. And I didn't think I was mad, but now I feel like I'm mad. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten angry the longer I've talked here. Just saying, just to give you an idea of what we do, we just kind of have like bullet points. All right, what are you doing, Jason? This is what I'm doing. We're going to mention these things. All right, I know where I want to go with this, Jason. And then I realize I'm pissed. I didn't know that. I didn't know that 18 minutes ago, but for some reason now I'm really pissed off about this. And it's a shame because George St. Pierre fighting for the first time in several years should be a huge deal. In Sacramento, for those who rep Uriah Faber and Team Alpha Male, that Dillashaw, that should be a huge deal here in this city. I'm not ordering for that, but I'll pay attention because I'll need to know how that fight turns out just because of the ties here to Sacramento. Yeah. And you know what? The fact is, I know I said I wouldn't. But at 5 o'clock rolls around.
See, what I was trying to ask you about.
I said I would maybe. This is so frustrating, man. Like it shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be like this. And it was UFC was really hot with Ronda and Connor, and now Ronda's married and making weird Instagram videos, and Connor is, being a homophobic turd. Like I got nothing for them right now. I got nothing. Cheer us up. What do you got?
Well, I don't know if this is a cheer up. I'm thinking of my next one on my Friday Five.
No one else is mad except for me.
Is remember when we were feeling good about the Raiders?
That was
the
a
dance
long time
in Oaklando.
Oh yeah, because that's really where I'm from, though.
Oaklando.
Mm-hmm.
What happened since the dance? I mean, that moment. Think about that. I mean, that was maybe the peak moment of the season for the Raiders. They just demolished the Jets. Marshawn Lynch, the guy I think myself included, was so excited, like the fit. Okay, he's back with the Raiders. He wants to come back out of retirement to play for the Raiders. He does the sideline dance when they just impromptu. Raiders are 2-0. They crush the Jets. Jets are 0-2 on their way to 0-16. Jets have gone 4-3 since. Raiders have gone 1-5 since. And they have a game this weekend that is absolutely critical to them. And he's back, Marshawn Lynch. And I really had high hopes for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching him this weekend. He doesn't need to dance on the sideline. I don't need that. I just want to see. They need to play well. They need to feel good. They need to be back. They just, I'm just disappointed in how this season has gone for the Raiders. But that moment, is the crowning moment going to be week two of the Raiders season?
At this point?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the recovery in the Jets, against the Chiefs, was wild. That was a wild just survival. They somehow 18 penalties and they won at the end, all those scenarios. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like the best moment was that, and they need more than that.
No fan of any team wants to play a Jay Cutler-led team and lose.
Exactly.
Thank you. Like, I know how desperate this situation is for the Raiders, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but just I'm looking at it from any fan's perspective. If you're a fan of the 49ers and the 49ers are going to Miami, you don't want to, no, even if you're 0-7, you don't want to lose because Jay Cutler's demeanor drives you freaking nuts. The Raiders, I mean, this is it, right? Because you're not willing to say that this is it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not willing to say that they're done. They lose to Miami. The season's over.
I don't see how it's not, unless you win every game.
I mean, is Derek Carr going to drop a R-E-L-A-X? Is he going to drop
better not, because it's P-A-N-I-C. Did I spell it right?
Spell it again.
P-A-N-I-C. Now I feel like this.
Panic! You got
it. I was like, wait, is that not how you spell it?
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, Jason.
That is how you spell it, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. The doubt had crept in.
Missed the K, Jason.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is there a K? Is there an H in there somewhere that's silent and hidden?
We never claim that you'll learn anything from this radio show, folks.
We
never claim that. But no one has the confidence that you could go out there and drop that line or drop the, oh, well, I guess we just have to win out line, because this will put them at 6 losses, mm-hmm. which is where the Packers were last year when Aaron Rodgers said, well, I guess we got to run the table.
Right.
And he did. And that was the year after the RELAX line. And so it's like, okay, if Aaron Rodgers comes back from injury and says, man, this season is a failure, we're going to go 14-2. I'm going to believe him that they're going to go 14-2 until they lose that third game.
Because he's done it.
Yeah, just we've seen that. I don't know, apart from a 40, and this is very possible. I think this is what happened the last time we saw Miami play, a 40-0, just an offensive blowout. You get a little life from the defense. Jay Cutler will be out there. You know, their running back thing is a big question mark right now. I'm completely with you, but I love that you brought the dance into it.
That was a great moment.
It's like a curse now.
Yeah, but like, especially because the Jets were a joke. Like, that was an easy win, and they're not a joke anymore. And the Raiders have turned more into that, which is crazy.
They have played significantly better football over the course of the last 4-5 weeks than
last night included.
I mean, what a fantastic win for them last night against the Buffalo team that I thought. They would absolutely challenge New England. Maybe not when we got to weeks 14, 15, 16, 17, but they would be. It would be a fight, and they would be pushing.
Yep.
My last Friday Five, one of my next ones, is it's just about the second half of the NFL season. So what we'll do is we'll take a step out, we'll come back, and we'll dig into week 9 of the NFL season. We'll give you our predictions. If you're bettors, just bet against everything we've said. We'll also pick our favorite athlete of the week. That's all coming up here on The Lowdown. Y'all don't know this. Jason loves this song.
My wife loves this song more.
Like, really?
Crazy loves the song.
What's my favorite word? Meow. Chris playing the DJ at the club there. I wonder if we're gonna have a new podcast platform at some point soon.
Maybe.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Maybe. I hope. Yeah. I wonder if we can leave the music in, because on the current podcast platform we're reacting like a bunch of dopes to stuff that people can't hear. So if you're listening on the podcast, our sincerest apologies.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hum a song in your head.
Yeah, you know the words. Yeah, everybody knows the words. Okay, week 9 of the NFL season. We got a couple more Friday Fives. Do they not relate to the NFL?
One does. One doesn't.
Let's do the one that doesn't.
All right. So sometimes we also say look for an individual. Look for someone that you might stand out this week. College, but back to college football. Khalil Tate. Take a look at what this guy's doing at Arizona. Last 4 weeks, as a quarterback, 185 yards average per game. That's not that incredible. He's thrown 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But he has run for an average of 210 yards per game. He has rushed for 8 touchdowns. That's in wins over Colorado, UCLA, Cal, and Washington State. They get USC today. He's getting some buzz now, finally. He has been incredible. And so he is a fun watch. Check him out this weekend.
Okay. Your other one.
My other one is NFL related, and it's it's quarterbacks. We get some.
Okay.
This is kind of where it's depressing in one sense because, you know, we get this late in the season and we're going to get matchups like Stanton versus Beathard, I think, in that Arizona 49er game.
The juggernaut.
Brissett versus Savage. Mm-hmm. These are our quarterback matchups this week. But also new guys getting a chance. Brock, he's back. Savage is getting an opportunity. New guys getting some opportunities. Hey, make the most of it. We kind of make fun of some of these backups, but you're getting your chance. Prove us wrong. Cutler's back. I mean, this is where the NFL is this year.
You did say Savage.
I did.
So there's the one positive, right? We can bring back the music every time we talk about the Macho Man, Tommy Savage. Who did they bring in as a backup?
McGloin. The very uninspiring Matt McGloin.
Oh, man. Come on, people. Don't make me say it. I'm not going to say it. I feel like I'm only allowed to bring his name up once a show, and I've wasted that at 12:04. But come on. What excuse do you have for this one? Oh, we'd have to change the offense. No, you wouldn't. You got a quarterback that runs the same exact style that Deshaun Watson ran, and it's not Matt McGloin. Come on. Stop! I can't
take this.
You. Like, I can't.
I have nothing to.
Is it that bad for people to just go, you know what? I was wrong. My bad. We do it every Monday for like an hour. Man, I was wrong. I thought the Bills were going to beat the Jets.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Ugh, okay. That's it. I'm done. Yeah. I've already been mad once in the 2 o'clock hour for reasons that I've yet to figure out. There are a couple of compelling matchups this week. Actually, there's a number of them. But one of the notes that I had here, Jay, as we head into the second half of the NFL season is, you know, the sample size is big enough now for a lot of these teams. You know, you get a couple of games in and you start to think, we're a couple of games in.
Right.
What's the big deal? But now we're into the second half of the season, and now I think we'll really start to figure out. Like my first, is this thing with the Los Angeles Rams and Jared Goff and Sean McVay and everything they got? Is this real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they really going to challenge the Seattle Seahawks for the NFC West division? That's something that I'm looking forward to. I mean, they got the 1-6 Giants. It's in New York, which I think is noteworthy. But I want to know how. I want to know how for real the Rams are. I want to know how for real the Saints are. Let me rephrase that. I want to know how real the Saints defense is.
Mm-hmm.
Can they maintain the same defensive intensity that they've had to keep them? You know, you noted this earlier in the week. What, like middle of
yeah,
the pack?
Yeah, I think they were like 12th. But offensively, we believe it. I believe all what they do offensively. It's not defense.
But we're used to seeing them at like 30th
yeah.
or 31st.
With a number one or two offense and a dead last defense.
Rob Ryan ran that defense into the ground, mm-hmm. and it took them years. They're just now recovering from it. Those are little things I'm anxious to see. Brett Hundley.
Yeah,
your boy.
Another opportunity for him.
Yeah, you know, UCLA guy, now that he's gotten – okay, you got that first one out of the way. All right, fine. Now what?
Yeah, and a bye week, so that should be helpful.
So, okay, so you've been in the system for a little bit. You've, mm-hmm. Hell, you've had more time in your system than Sam Bradford did before he started playing last year, before Jacoby Brissett – more than Jacoby Brissett did when he started playing this year. So now you have a better team than both of those guys. Maybe we could start to see what – Mike McCarthy was so high on and what mm-hmm. he was yelling at all the reporters about.
Yeah.
So those are just a couple. I know that's very broad.
Yeah,
yeah. It's very broad when it comes to the NFL. But those are a couple of storylines that I'm looking for. I was really looking forward to the Colts and the Texans just because I wanted to see what Deshaun's follow-up was going to be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now it's turned into a matchup of Jacoby Brissett and you just noted there the Macho Man Tommy Savage of two teams aren't going to the playoffs. The Texans aren't going to the playoffs. Not without Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, too many things to overcome, right?
There's no way. J.J. Watt, I could have seen because we've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Well, hell, I guess they did it last year. Who wasn't Tom Savage their quarterback last year? And Brock
no.
Osweiler?
Brock.
Was it Brock?
Brock.
I guess they could. It's not okay. Let's stay in that division then and go with the Bengals and the Jaguars.
Okay.
10 sacks.
Oh, man. Probably.
10 sacks yeah, on Andy Dalton.
That's what Jacksonville does. That'd be good. Why not?
It's doable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think that's been one of Cincinnati's biggest problems, that offensive line and protecting Andy Dalton. I could see it. I wouldn't be shocked with that Jacksonville. There's another one as we talk about the second half of the season. Sample size. Okay, Jacksonville, you've done some really good things defensively. Blake Bortles had one really good game in the first seven. This is a great what if. When Jimmy Garoppolo was traded to San Francisco, that squashed all the Kirk Cousins talk.
Sure.
I know we talked about it the next day. One of my first thoughts that night was, oh, where's Kirk Cousins go? Ooh, Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota was another one that you and I talked about. The text line came with Arizona, came with a couple of other ones there, but that defense and Leonard Fournette, if I'm Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. I'm no state income taxes in Florida. I know that's just a popular line. I'm thinking about it.
I started thinking of every, like Denver.
Denver's
Buffalo.
Another one, yeah.
I mean, where they like quarterbacks they have, they don't love the quarterbacks they have, where they have good defenses already. Yeah.
We got to start changing our mind on John Elway.
If we're
looking for a new quarterback, we, meaning all of us, because we're all the Denver Broncos organization, apparently, as I use that term. If he starts looking for a new quarterback again this year, Paxton, you went and got Brock Osweiler a second time, who, by the way, is starting this week.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch, you benched Trevor Siemian more times than I can count. If he's going back for if he's dipping into the Kirk Cousins pot, we got to start looking at this like, dude, you lucked into Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but I would say, wouldn't that be weird that I think he has been good at his job for the most part? He's won a Super Bowl as an executive, but would it be weird that the position he's a Hall of Famer at, he might be the worst at evaluating? Because he's put together some good defenses, found a few gems here in different spots.
Yeah, and
but he can't evaluate that position.
Yeah, and I'm almost completely not almost. I'm completely ignoring the fact that he did put together the defense. As well.
An incredible defense.
Yeah, they
Super Bowl winning defense.
I was going to say people would say they won the Super Bowl, went to another one on the strength of that defense. But yes, it is funny that the position. It'd be great if you just like screw it, man. I'll do it.
Yeah,
forget it. Like
I'll
you
come back.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
like
I got
I'll do it. You guys don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I kind of vomited saying that. Philadelphia Eagles, Denver Broncos this weekend.
I'm not high on Denver.
Yeah, I'm not.
What
either.
They're doing?
I got 8-1.
Yeah,
I got 8-1 for Philly, and they're going to run away with the NFC East. Well, let's talk about then the. This is a high profile game. More high profile now because Ezekiel Elliott is playing.
It's a good game. Really good game.
6-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Raider Nation, how big Cowboy fans are you this week? How about that?
Yeah, Raiders need to fix their own house, but get some help too.
Come to think of it, Raider Nation, how big fans are you of the NFC East this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
But the Cowboys, Cowboys and Chiefs in Dallas. Kareem Hunt versus Ezekiel Elliott.
I like Kansas City in this one. Kansas City is more balanced. They bounce back with a win on Monday night. I just like the way their overall outlook has been. I want to say at some point this Ezekiel stuff will be a distraction, but he's run really well lately, and it feels like they've found the right amount of running game to go, the amount of attempts to give him the ball, amount of touches. But I got to lean on Kansas City on this one. How about you?
No, I'm going to go with Dallas because I doubted Dallas a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they played really well. Whatever is going on with Ezekiel Elliott off the field hasn't even remotely affected him on the field. I love the way that Dak Prescott has played. He's got his work cut out for him with that Kansas City secondary. But if they continue to go the route of 30-plus run attempts between Zeke and Alfred Morris and mid-20 pass attempts, depending on the pace of the game, that could be 28 instead of 22, which is where it's been. I think if we're talking those numbers on Monday, the Cowboys won the game.
Yeah, this week, what it reminded me of was the perfect example of coach speak when coaches are, well, we're preparing for Ezekiel Elliott. And I'm like, okay, whatever, he's not playing. Well, this was as late as we found out in a week that he's going to be playing. And I'm sure they did prepare for him, but it fit into that narrative.
Which is funny because the Cowboys didn't prepare to have Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott didn't practice.
Right.
He didn't practice all this week. Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden got all the first team touches for the running back. So
that Darren McFadden? Is that guy still around?
He's there.
Okay.
Okay. He's there. I think Alfred Morris was going to be the guy, but he's there. We'll come back. We'll put a bow on this, talk about our favorite athlete, and touch on the rest of the Week 9 games as we wrap up this week here on The Lowdown.
Mia Kalbu.
You know how stupid this is? I don't even think someone sent me a video.
You walked out.
I did. I was going to leave. That would be unprofessional. Who walks out on a live radio show?
Never heard of that. Well, you haven't.
Well,
yeah, you haven't.
That's very true. I haven't. I was just told to leave. Hey, it was suggested I leave. Say, Stinger's up.
Yeah.
Sac State volleyball, the women's volleyball team, is going for their 24th straight conference home win tomorrow. Can we get a shout out and some love on the radio? Absolutely, David. Yeah. That's on Twitter. You can get us on Twitter at Damian Barling and at Jason Ross 1140. So Stingers up, Sac State women's volleyball. Get the job done here. Quick look, Ravens Titans this weekend. Anything about that compelling to you?
Nope.
Washington in Seattle. Washington has won five straight games against the NFC East. It's in Seattle, by the way. Seattle has won five straight games.
Yeah, Washington's kind of fizzled a little bit lately. I was kind of a bit more impressed with what they were doing earlier in the season. They need to get going again.
Here's a note that will make it worse.
Yeah.
Seven of the Washington's offensive line, they're out.
Okay. Seattle.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. The 49ers will get their first win this weekend at Levi Stadium against the Cardinals.
You know what? They do have a chance. They really do. Arizona's banged up, injured, but you know what? Adrian Peterson's going to have a heck of a day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm with
you. You're co-sign?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. That run defense isn't very good.
He's in my lineup.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that now, here we go. All right. So, Jason.
You're going to arrest Zeke. I mean, based on morals, I wouldn't play him, would you?
Really? Really?
The guy, Jerry Jones on morals.
Right.
Yeah, no, I am throwing stones.
No, yes, you are throwing stones. You're in a glass case of emotions now is what you are.
Help me.
We're playing. Jason and I are I know people don't care about fantasy. Jason and I are matched up in fantasy.
Showdown of the century.
Deshaun Watson. So yesterday, this is how I was looking at it. Deshaun Watson was my starting quarterback, and Ezekiel Elliott was my starting running back. And the one guy who I don't want to lose to is the guy that I'm facing this
week. Why?
I beat you last year, though. Our fantasy matchup last year was epic, and it came down. Was it Amari Cooper?
Yeah, he was in. That was a terrible call.
So, was it San Diego?
Yeah, it was awful.
San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
I want to recount.
Yeah, well, too late.
Are you guys going to have a bet on the game?
Didn't you win the league? Are you still bitching about losing to me? You won the league.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Is there going to be a bet on the game, guys?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Wow.
What, you want me to have him walk around in my WWE championship belt?
I think he would like that, so.
I would.
You did. You had a blast with it. The Bucks.
French vanilla.
All right. Are the Bucks ever going to get it together?
Gosh.
You're too young.
I've never wanted to leave so bad.
I'm not believing in them yet.
Fridays get so out of control. Yeah. I don't know why that is. Is this like this at where you work too? Like, does the whole day just go to hell? Because I feel like about 1 o'clock.
Are people still working?
Well, that's they're certainly not here.
Not here. They left.
They certainly aren't here. The Bucks and the Saints.
No, New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in on New Orleans
back on the bandwagon, yeah. Okay.
Well, you have to be because you got family there.
Yeah,
so
I wasn't. I'd left.
Now, what about the Lions and the Packers? That is Monday Night Football. We'll talk about that on Monday.
Yeah, but I feel like Green Bay is going to get back in there.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. But the fact that Detroit looked good there for a minute. They had that game against Atlanta, and now they're 3-4.
Right, but last week they had all their opportunities to beat Pittsburgh, just field goal after field goal after field goal, and they need touchdowns. But I don't know. I feel better about Green Bay this week.
I feel like I'm leaving one out. We already talked about the Raiders and Dolphins. I feel like I was saving one for a big dramatic conclusion. There was the Falcons and the Panthers. We didn't talk about that one in Carolina.
That wasn't it.
It definitely it definitely wasn't. I don't like either one of those teams, to be honest. I don't.
Well, there's so many teams on a bye this week, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of byes. I thought I was saving something for a big grand finale, and I'm looking at this list of games, and I obviously wasn't. Yeah, Fridays tend to go right down the crapper in the afternoon. Yeah, thank you. That happened.
Thank you, text line.
That happened at about 1:02 today, so thank you for that. Final thoughts on the week, man. It was a fun week. We had Jessica Mendoza on yesterday,
yes,
Garrett Temple on.
That got creepy. Sorry.
Jason Ross has never been so excited than when I sent him a text that said, hey, we got Jessica on at 12:30 today. I could barely calm you down after that.
But she was really fantastic.
I still can't believe she described the launch angle.
She did in thorough nature and explained it and said it's a thing. And Daniel Murphy, I'm like, all right, I guess a few people believe in it. Others don't at all.
And we joked one time about the protractor.
Yeah.
And she brought up a protractor.
She did.
Like, what's that thing you use in math? I forgot, the protractor. Yes, that.
It's
like,
it's real.
Oh, my gosh, this is real. This isn't a punchline. Because I totally thought she was just going to laugh. And I told her to explain it to us like we were five. And to her credit, she did.
Yeah, and she did it quite well.
Indeed. Yeah. So that was fun. Garrett Temple, it's been a fun week. The news with Deshaun Watson yesterday certainly stunk. But if we had to pick a favorite athlete of the week, going back to that game on Sunday against Seattle and then, you know, what he went through yesterday, if we start this Friday tradition of picking our favorite athlete of the week, mine is Deshaun Watson.
I like it. I'm going to actually stay in Houston. I'm going to go with the champs, but Jose Altuve, because he was in the middle of everything in the postseason. He's going to likely be the MVP. Also, the way Jessica Mendoza talked about it. I mean, just like the little guy. It's cool to see him be that successful, the heartbeat of Houston. They win their first World Series. He's fun to watch play. He's a heck of a player, so he's my athlete of the week.
And as prestigious as the Jason Ross Athlete of the Week honor is, I'm sure, I imagine he's going to have another honor coming his way pretty soon.
Yeah, MVP's coming.
He's going to win a couple of those. You know,
maybe.
Looking at the rosters, you know, that was, you know, the other thing. We had the Game 7, you know, the wrap-up of the World Series here happened this week. And, you know, looking – I meant to ask Jessica this yesterday. How many Hall of Famers do you think are on those two rosters?
Wow.
Because Verlander is a Hall of Famer, right?
Will be, yes. Altuve, you would say, is tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
Correa's pretty legit. And the World Series MVP, Springer. I mean, those guys are way too early in their career, but if they have the career arc that they're – the career launch angle
– the launch
– that they're on. And then Kershaw's definitely one. And then a few – you know, Bellinger just started. There's a few – Puig just – you know, they're still early in their careers, but – guys that are tracking.
How many, like, I feel like the wins for pitchers, like, it used to be a big deal when you got to 300.
Yeah.
And then I can't recall who the last pitcher was to get to 300, but I feel like when he got there, it was like, okay, he's probably going to be the last
one. People said he would be the last. I think CeCe has an outside chance, but he's done. Like, he's done in New York. Will he re-sign there? Will he get another contract?
You think he's done?
Well, I mean, he's done as he's a free agent, excuse me. Someone's got to sign him. Actually, he's coming off. He had a really good season.
Well, and that's actually what I meant. You think he's done in New York? You don't think they're going to re-sign him?
I don't know what they'll do, right? I mean, I don't know.
Because no one's going to spend – I mean, his last contract was pretty
– oh, it was crazy big. But if they're spending money,
he's not getting that.
They're getting someone that's 28 to 32 that they're going to spend a bunch of money on.
I think they could – fourth guy, fifth guy?
If he's that way and paid that way, maybe.
But other than that, like, it's so, what's the number now, though? Because it used to
be
300 wins. That's a, man, you're a sure fight. Is it 200 now? Like, has it fallen that low?
It feels like it should be more than that.
Because isn't that where Verlander and Kershaw are, like, in the 200 win area?
I don't know if Kershaw's
I don't think he's there yet. Verlander is.
Maybe close, yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like that's the number.
Nobody won 20 this year. So if you just win 20, it takes you 5 years to get to 100. It's a long way to go.
I know we're very transparent on this show. Are we stalling?
No. We're good.
Are we ready to go? I'm just looking at the clock. Like, how long does Grant and Doug want to wait to start their show? Can we go?
Yeah, no, they're ready.
Okay. Yeah, we don't hide anything from you. Like, we're very honest with you. Sometimes we have to stall. Grant's on the road. He's in Detroit.
We will never lie to you.
Indeed. We never, ever will. We'll be very, very honest with you. Doug's here, but Grant's in Detroit somewhere. So as long as he's where he needs to be, we'll step out. We'll get out of the way. We'll let them do their thing. Thank you so much. If you text us here at 441140, we appreciate it. If you reached out on Twitter, cool.